Andy Boyle, great win for you tonight.
Yeah, it's a great win. Obviously, to go through the next round of the Cup is what we wanted at the start, and to do it so convincingly is massive for us.
Great start. Dave McMillan's goal really was a tremendous start for you. I know it took 31 minutes, but cracking goal, and then you got your second goal just early in the second half from Darrell, and that killed the game off.
Yeah, it was a great goal. All three, I suppose, were great goals, but to get the second one so early on in the second half is it's a big bonus. It takes a bit of pressure off, and I don't think from then on we looked like we were really in doubt of getting the result that we wanted.
Can I ask you? I mean, you're true to the next stage of the competition. You beat the cup holders. Tremendous achievement for you. Can I ask you? Like, the feeling in the camp must be very good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Obviously, when you're winning games, it helps a lot, and thankfully we're doing that at the moment. And if we can continue that, I think we'll be thereabouts in most competitions at the end of the year. It's when you come into that kind of form, you need to keep it up. And kind of probably sorry that a break is coming up, to be honest with you. You want to keep playing every week, and when the games are coming thick and fast, and you're winning games, it's brilliant to be around, you know.
What about the mess up last week in the UCD game? What's your feelings on that, where there was two yellow cards, and you know, I mean, there was a mess up there, and you weren't sent off. What's your feeling on that?
Yeah, it was pretty strange, to be honest with you. It was very confusing.
Darrell.
Obviously very confusing, and I suppose during the week it was good to get the news that I'd be suspended for the past game. It's such a big game before the break, but it's the way it is now. I can't do anything about it now, you know.
Are you annoyed? You must be very annoyed that the FAI has suspended you.
Well, yeah, I was obviously disappointed. I didn't know what to expect after obviously not being sent off on the pitch, so I didn't know really what to expect, and as I said, I was just devastated to get the news on Wednesday.
But anyway, look, sure, it's a great night for you, and you have so much to look forward to.
Yeah, it's a great night. Go through the next round, as I said, it's massive for us, and I'm sure next week we'll be out cheering the lads on, and hopefully we can get another positive result and take that into the break.
I'm told, Andy, there's at least one club that is definitely looking for you across water. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything at all. It's the first I've heard of it now. Yeah, so that's the first I heard now.
You'd be looking forward to it. You'd be interested, obviously, with a cross-channel club.
You never say never. You never know what's going to happen, you know. I'm happy with my football. I'm enjoying it now at the moment. It's great, obviously, winning games and top of the table into the next round of the Cup. We can't ask for any more than that, you know.
Thanks a million, Andy. Thank you very much for